Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts joining us. It's a Mama Cow special up next.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Attention horse and cattle owners, are you looking for ways to save money in today's economy but don't want to sacrifice quality and nutrition? There is good news. Nutrina understands the importance of these animals and the challenges that many of you face in providing quality nutrition at a good value. This summer, we are partnering with your local Nutrina dealers to offer fantastic savings on key products for that special animal. Stop by your local Nutrina dealer today and ask about special offers available on the stock and stable family of products that are designed for both cattle and horses.
Randy Block is head man at the Cattle Facts organization, the market analysis arm of the cattle industry, and he says that the last couple of years have not been that easy for the cow-calf end of our cattle business. He says the perfect prescription as far as a cure is concerned for the cow-calf end of the business, better prices for our calves down the road.
Well, I think it's, you think about everything that's been thrown at the cow-calf operators over the last decade with a lot of the new costs, you know, energy costs went up, fuel costs went up, hay prices. We had a major drought. We had all of those things we had to deal with. We had uncertainty that was surrounding a number of these markets and opportunities. And, you know, you just step back and look at it, even though we had some small profit margins for the cow-calf operators here over the last 3 or 4 years, they weren't very big. You know, they were really minuscule when you look at it from a big picture standpoint. So, with the added cost in those businesses, we need to see these calf prices go ahead and improve another, you know, they're $20 a hundred higher than they were a year ago, but I think it's going to take a couple of years of those kind of profits before we start to see some stability in the nation's cow herd, where we start retaining a few heifers and don't harvest as many of these older cows on quite as quick a pace as we've been.
Is it, you know, this one of the things we're talking about at this meeting is how do we reestablish the cow herd? How do we get it back up number wise, and maybe, you know, maybe stop this slide that we seem to have seen in the inventory reports the last several editions. How do we do that? You know, what are some keys, Randy?
Well, I think we'll do that. You know, if we can grow demand, that'll stop the slide, because we'll send a strong enough price signal to cow-calf country to keep more heifers and build that herd. So I'm optimistic we're going to do that. If you look at just the U.S. in total, we're going to have 27 million more people to feed by 2020. And we look globally, we're going to have 700 million more people. And as more of these other countries see their disposable incomes increase, the opportunity for us to export more of our high-quality U.S. beef, it'll go right hand-in-hand with that. So I'm very optimistic for the future. If we've got to grow demand, and I think our concerns about supply will not be as great as they are today.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts, little tutorial when it comes to the cattle business and supply and demand. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample the more than 500 events and attractions all across our state. The Chisholm Trail Heritage Center brings to life the Old West and the great cattle drives of the 19th century. Features include an IMAX-style theater, Western art, interactive exhibits, and the largest bronze sculpture in Oklahoma. Be sure and look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real growing adventure.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.